If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, license number DC 32.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show, coming to you from Studio B and hitting our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, highly caffeinated host of your show, dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings to new heights, and demolishing your debt once and for all. It can be done, you guys. And if your finances are like so many others that just have the, you know, a touch hungover, for lack of a better word, from a good decade or so of financial 1-2 punches, couldn't catch a break. As we sit here now, today, 2017, I'm happy to say in the midst of an upswing economy, feels good, doesn't it? I like it. I'll take it. You're in the right place, gang, and you are not alone. Not by a long shot. Thanks for hanging out. And a huge welcome to all of our newest affiliates. The BizTalk gang has been unstoppable on the trail. They were in Austin, Texas last week. Sent me some pictures from it. Huge shout out to everybody there at BizTalk. You guys are fantastic. As we have now hit 80 stations, 80 stations plus, coast to coast, heading towards 90. I can't believe the words coming out of my mouth. Wowzer, just wowzer. Sitting here in our flagship station here in Philadelphia with just a huge hellos to our syndicated stations coast to coast. And big shout outs to our listeners. I hope you guys never get tired of hearing this stuff. I got to give the shout outs, the emails I get from people every week, including, but not limited to, who have we got this week? Xavier Q, listening in from Atlantic City's WPGG. Thank you, Xavier. Michael B, listening in from WOSM, Ocean Springs, Mississippi, from our Super Talk Mississippi stations. Sammy Ellis, tuning in from Atlanta's WCFO 1160. I'm glad you're doing okay after that crazy, I hate hurricanes. I think we got to make hurricanes into a drinking game at this point, with coffee, of course. Who else? Turnsman Battle, listening in. I hope I have the name right. Turnsman Battle, listening in from KBNP Portland. All of our listeners, oh, I got to say this again, all of our listeners in the path of Hurricane Harvey last week, who so bravely took care of business during the storm, including our listeners, who is this? KBBC 1550, of course, in Houston, Galveston. My gosh, right there in the eye of the storm. KFJX 870 in Dallas-Fort Worth. KRFE 580 in Lubbock. And our friends who now just, we're in the midst of it still. Path of Hurricane Irma as it makes its way drunkenly through our geography here. Holy smokes. Please know we are all thinking of all of you, our listeners in Florida, who checked in. I have got people checking in the midst of this craziness with the Florida hurricane. Where's my list? I got it right here. Oh, people checking in. God bless each and every one of you. Here we go. Here's, we got it. I'm surrounded by paper. Jackie, who was checking in from WHFS 1010 in Tampa. Jackie, thank you. Stay safe, man. Solomon checking in from WJBX 770 in Fort Myers. They're saying they lost power. Power is, they've got a generator, so they're in good shape. Mac listening in, WFMN 97.3, who is checking in from places north. He headed out of town. Smart man. Listening in from Super Talk Mississippi Networks, WFMN 97.3 in Jackson, Mississippi. Mickey, listening from WQLJ 105.5, Water Valley, Mississippi. I am digging this, guys. Keep the great notes coming in. It's so good to know that you're safe. Sammy, listening in still from KGBC 1540 in Galveston. Galveston, as they start packing up there. Now, don't mess with Texas. They will mess with you back and show you what they're made of. Nikki Z, listening in from WQYK 99.5, Tampa, St. Petersburg. Wow, Nikki, the pictures you sent, God bless, man. Stay safe. Angelo, listening in from WCFO 1160 in Atlanta, Georgia. Man, oh, man, you just don't expect Atlanta, Georgia to be, you know, sending your hurricane picks and stuff going on. Keep all the great picks coming. Keep your great emails coming. Put me at ease when it comes to worrying about you guys. You're all the best. Know that you're made of some tough stuff. We are all thinking of you. We are all praying for you and wishing you nothing but the best. Weather. Freaking weather. So last week, we were talking about ways to prep for weather that didn't break the bank. And when I did this, I'm all proud of myself. Oh, I got these great ideas. This is perfect. This is fabulous. Well, you guys kicked my butt because you're sending me these fantastic things. I hadn't even thought about this stuff. Things that you guys have done coast to coast. We're talking about people from the West Coast who have prepped. You've got earthquakes out there. You've got all kinds of different weather phenomena. No matter where you are, chances are excellent. The U.S. of A. has kicked your butt weather-wise, some point or another. And these are all tips for taking care of business when, as we go through another season of hurricanes, who knows what's going on the West Coast. You've always got the tornadoes out there. I grew up in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I got family far tougher than I am, still out in South Dakota. They handle this stuff like a dreamboat. And this is how we prep for weather emergencies, surrounded by paper. I got to get through some of this. I want to get through as much of this as I can. So starting in no particular order, who sent me this one? Megan Conley, who listens in from our flagship station here, WCHE 1520. She's listening in from Exton, Pennsylvania, with 20 must-have supplies for a hurricane, including things that she has added here herself, which is, it's brilliant. It says here, the National Weather Service, NWS for short, history teaches that a lack of preparedness and awareness are common threads among all hurricane disasters. Knowing your vulnerabilities and what actions you should take, you can just drastically, in ways you never expected, reduce the effects of a hurricane disaster. Now, stuff like this we already know, but here's some cool 20 must-have supplies. I didn't even think about this. We talked last week about wherever you are in the country, if you've got to prep for some crappy weather or events coming your way, number one, or at least in your top five, is water, okay? You just don't miss it till it ain't there anymore. Water, and it's so easy to prep for, you guys. You can prep it and forget it. 1 gallon per person per day for 2 weeks, okay? So you're talking about 14 gallons per person for 2 weeks. You got four people in your house, you got 14 times four, all right? You stack it, you forget it. Put it in a part of your house. It's not in use, preferably a basement, something like that. Even if your basement gets flooded out, if you have got any kind of, well, first of all, you can roll it upstairs if you want to. Just stack your water higher and higher in your house as you need to. God forbid it floods, but it's easily moved. And these people are saying, Megan's telling me that she just invests in, you know, those water cooler bottles, the huge water cooler bottles. She says her husband has no trouble picking those up, and she can actually pick them up and wheel them about on a little, you know, hand truck if she ever needs to. They easily go up and down the stairs, and that's a ton of water. It's not, you know, so many hand jugs, you know, handing person to person. She loves those big bottles, and that's actually pretty darn smart. Says here, don't forget water for cooking, cleaning, and your pets. She says that so many friends of hers forget water. These are beloved pets. They would do anything for their pets, but they constantly forget to add the water needs for their pets with this stuff. I don't have any pets. I've got a turtle who would no doubt do just fine in a hurricane, and I got goldfish, so water's just kind of a given on that one. But for your furry friends, don't forget the water for your buddies as well. It's saying here, don't also forget water for water purification and filtration supplies. That must be for people with stuff that I don't have in my house. But again, write this down, guys. A number one, 1 gallon per person per day for 2 weeks. Have 2 weeks worth of water. You don't think you need it? Oh, we won't have anything like that around here. Forget it. Tell that to the people in the track of Hurricane Irma. Man, I sure wish I had that water that we were talking about on the show a while ago. Here we go. Here's a fact. According to those who experienced hurricanes Wilma, Katrina, and Sandy, and those are just complete butt kickers the last few years, the most important item to have during a hurricane or a weather event, earthquake, tornado, you name it, anything that knocks out your regular way of life, the most important thing is water. It quickly sells out in grocery stores. It's gone. And if you live in an urban setting or a small space, they're saying here, Megan's sending me this, an aquapod is a great place to store water before the storm hits. Look these things up. I can't show you a picture here in the air, but Google aquapod, AQUAPOD. I love this. Next up, food storage. Have as much food as you need to cover for 3 to 7 days, okay? Don't be the miserable, looking like crazy people. You got enough water, but you don't have enough food? Not my best look, personally. I can just tell you that right now. Have enough food for 3 to 7 days, okay? Have food for people with special food needs. You got any allergens, that kind of thing going on? Make sure you prep for that. In addition to having non-perishable packaged or canned food, you'll also want to have fuel to cook outdoors in case the power goes out. Sandy's talking, or not Sandy, Megan's talking about how during Hurricane Sandy, and she had family that were in the path of it. They were knocked out power forever. Oh my God. For you guys who weren't here in the path of Hurricane Sandy, these poor people were just, they were troopers. Man, they had a heart of gold. They helped their neighbors. They did everything else. It was miserable dealing with that. Power was out in ways you never expected to last that long. And what saved the day for her, for Megan? Having a huge stack of those little, all those cylinders, what do you call it? Like the propane cylinders for her propane grill. Nothing like having enough water at home and having some hot food. Nothing like looking at your house, cleaning it, taking care of business, taking care of your neighbors, and coming home to a nice burger that you've got in a nice little, she had her generator, thank God. So she was able to keep her refrigerator and her freezer going, everything else, and just cooking outside. God bless it. That's exactly what I'm talking about. So water, food, power. And the next thing up, I'm going to do this again after the break too. Here's the big thing that caught my eye with this. Megan, you're a genius. Solar power items that run on solar power. Could not believe this. If your power goes out, you can easily run a solar generator in your home without worrying about propane, gasoline, or other flammable chemicals. Even having a small solar panel, like a Nomad 7, she tells us, to charge your cell phones or small electronics, can go a long way in a power outage between feeling normal and feeling like you want to go out and kill somebody. My quote, not hers. I can only imagine. Guys, hang out for a minute. Send me your stuff as well. Go to brilliantfrugalliving.com. I want all of your ideas on making it through these weather outages. And hang on for a minute. We'll be right back right after the break.
Cheap and small, and not too steep, the best of all.
Hey, guys. Kristen Agopian here for MonogramAtHome.com. The economy's on the rise. You may be thinking about finally breaking away from a job you felt stuck in for years. Or you're raising a family and looking for an ideal work-from-home opportunity. Or a college student or retiree who wants to supplement your income. Monogram at Home is an exciting nationwide company now accepting new ambassadors for its luxurious, affordable line of personalized gift products. They make it easy to get started with online training, your own website, and support from other highly successful ambassadors. Perfect gifts for every event. Home decor, essentials for the kitchen and bar, jewelry, so much more. All of which can be beautifully monogrammed to keep or give as gifts for birthdays, weddings, graduations, holidays, anniversaries. Items in constant demand. And MonogramAtHome.com wants you as one of their ambassadors. Log on to MonogramAtHome.com.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, and Tony's mocking me here because during the break I had to go and get some coffee. I desperately needed some coffee. We got this awesome coffee. It's like this creme brulee flavor thing. Tony's doing the face. It's really good, actually, and I need coffee. I've got, oh, man, so many. But we got, the school started, you know, a week or so going, it's already driving me crazy. We already have this bunch of stuff that's due in and everything else, and I'm in my 40s, and I can still recall back to elementary school days, for God's sake. We did not have this many projects or this many things you had to bring into school and do in school. They're in a great school. I love the school. I love their teachers this year, which is so fabulous. But you know what would really make me love you, teachers, hardworking, amazing teachers of the world? If you would just throttle back from amazing superhero status with your energy levels and just throttle back to my level and just say, you know what, do one page of homework a night, come on and be respectful, be a good kid, you know, volunteer to clean out the pencil sharpeners, whatever else, throttle back. Because I love teachers so much. I owe them so much. I still remember my favorite teachers. My kids have their favorite teachers. You're the reason they go to school. They enjoy it. But oh my God, enough with these freaking projects. I'm not going to go into detail with the projects that they're into right now, but it required energy that I didn't have. And now, instead of energy, we're going with coffee, because coffee is a great substitute for actually having energy. So there it is. I raised my creme brulee to all of you. Okay, back to this fabulous thing sent to me by Megan Conley, listening in, WCHE 1520. We went over the water. We went over the food storage. Don't be chintzy, because no one wants a good chocolate nosh like somebody who's stuck in a power outage, okay? Put the nutritious food certainly at the top of your list. Don't forget to give yourself a little something extra, because nothing calls for chocolate like a power outage. Solar power. This thing grabbed me. Okay, Google this, guys. Everybody drives by the houses that has, you know, the solar panels on the roof. They got put in during the first, especially around here, during the first couple of years of the Obama administration. Suddenly it was very trendy to put these solar panels on the roof. I am not trendy, as evidenced by my closet. So I don't have any solar panels. In the years since these things started coming out, they have gotten very user-friendly. And apparently, you can go out there and get these solar panels that are very easy to use, very easy to store away when you don't need them and bring them out when you do, and they will power a heck of a lot of crap in your house. Yay! We likey. Next up, waterproof containers. Oh, yeah, this is good. Waterproof containers for storing important documents. What kind of, here's the kind of important documents. Now, guys have different ideas of important documents compared to women. But here's stuff that we all have in common. Copies of maybe your home settlement, of your banking records, wedding license, special family photos. See, that's what I would be diving for. I would be taking, you know, a thumb drive of all of our important, you know, photos and putting that in there. Social security card. Yeah. Driver's license. Map of the area. Ooh, you know what? That's true. I'm not trying to think in Armageddon terms type things, because I have a GPS that plugs into my car, and it's literally, I don't go anywhere without it. It's my emergency. What would you just say? Don't leave home without it. That's what I don't leave home without. I'll make sure I've got the GPS with me before I make sure I've got my kids with me. Okay, I got the GPS. Oh, and kids. Yeah, you get in the car too. That's how much GPS means to me. However, in the terrifying imaginary world in which GPSs no longer have power, yeah, make sure you got a map with you. I don't need a map because I... Do you have a map? Tony's... You don't... Okay, you're... Okay, just admit it. Guys, why can't you admit you've got a map in the car? You've got a GPS. Okay, GPSs are my way of doing things too. My husband is... He has a GPS implanted in his brain. I'm convinced of this. He knows how to get from anywhere to anywhere, basically by, you know, he just memorized all these various routes here in the Philadelphia area. He loves looking at a map rather than a GPS. Apparently, there are some men out there who feel that their manhood is somehow greatly threatened by even glancing at a GPS. I don't know what that's about. I'm not going to try to figure it out. After 20-some years of marriage, there are some things I've just decided not to try to figure out. But many of the male of the species are convinced that if they put their hands somehow or any part of their body near a GPS, it will somehow emasculate them. I'm not going to tell them that that's wrong. If they feel that way, I'm not going to mimic them much or mock them very much. But it's just, there it is. Make sure you've got a map in the car. Very cool. And this is something as well. We talked about this briefly last week, and it's coming up time and again. Have cash on hand. There, and this is, again, saying, we said this last week, have cash on hand. I'm saying a couple hundred easily. You might even go a little higher than that if your budget will allow, because you don't know how long the power is going to be out. But something added here, have cash on hand. Make sure it's in small denominations, including change, okay? You go somewhere and they're selling batteries or flashlights or diapers or gasoline, and the power's still out that they can't run credit cards. You don't want to have just hundreds on you. You don't want to have just pennies on you. Keep it, I'd say, between ones, fives, and tens. Make them look crinkly. Don't go walking around looking like you got a bunch of cash on you. Make it look like you were pulling your last 10 bucks out of your pocket and, you know, the gas station's lucky to have it. Do not flash any cash out and around you when you're in a town or a city that's out of electricity. Don't do it. Pretend like you just found that change like right underneath your car seats and you're scraping it together to buy the, you know, whatever, a last box of diapers in your local whatever. That's what I'm talking about. So have the cash on hand, but a special note, make sure it's in the smaller denomination. All right, here, manual can opener, word. Manual can opener, have at least a couple of those. God forbid one goes down and you're left kind of going cray. Make sure you got at least a couple of manual can openers. Waterproof matches. It says here if you don't have waterproof matches, you can also store regular matches in a plastic container to keep them safe and dry. Somebody sent me this. I don't have the name anywhere close to me. They just got a big box of matches filled with matchbooks, like 100 matchbooks. And they got it at their local warehouse club, right? You take two or three of them and you put them in individual sandwich bag containers. Oh, does it sound silly? Won't sound so silly when everything you own is floating waist deep in your house and you're looking at these matches like, gee, it sure would be nice to be warm or to be able to cook something. And you got those matches all individually, you know, in little bags. You're someone's hero. No doubt mine. Here we go. Let's see here. Essential kits and medications. Yeah, the prescription medications. I'm hearing from people from all over saying, and I didn't know this. We don't have anybody on prescriptions here in our house. For people who are on regular prescriptions, talk to your pharmacist, talk to your doctor, I should say, and say, look, I want to be prepped. God forbid something swings this way and I can't get through. You know, they don't have access to our medical records. They can't refill a prescription. I would like to have a month's worth of this, fill in the blank, standing by. And more often than not, your doctors will allow it, and they'll get you set up for that. I love that. Be prepared, guys. Time for a couple more before the break. Okay, yeah, guys, relax on this. Just hold your hands over your ears and go la, 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 la. Sanitation supplies, toilet paper, personal hygiene items, the girly stuff. Guess what? You know what will make your woman even more insane during a power outage? You're out of water. You got no warm food. Try not having sanitation supplies. I'm not going to go into great detail here, but please, everybody, men, women, everyone listening within the sound of my voice, keep your hands clean, keep yourselves clean, and keep yourself as comfortable as possible should anything come your way calendar-wise when it comes to these sort of power outages. All right, there you go. Enough said. Here's the next thing, and I'm going to get a little serious here. Poor hygiene, poor sanitation, which is so easy to have happen during these power outages. It's not on purpose, guys. It's engineering. When you don't have sanitation plants working up and running, when all the toilets in the neighborhood are overflowing, it can spread serious problems, especially in a natural disaster, all right? So according to a Johns Hopkins Red Cross study, more people pass away from unsanitary conditions in this stuff rather than the natural disaster itself in some cases. Now, they're talking about other countries. We're very blessed to live in the country we live in. But in some other countries, this kind of thing is a huge problem. And there's nothing saying it can't happen here, too. So make sure, bottom line, you have a way to get clean, stay clean, keep the kids clean. All right? They don't want to wash their hands, you know, regularly and in regular conditions. You and I all know that. Try when there's, like, some sort of a power outage. Yeah, that's really fun keeping them clean then. Guys, hang out for a second. We'll be right back right after the break.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs.
Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. Now, normally, half past the hour, we would be doing another fabulous episode of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. Dad is actually crazy busy on business, and he's getting a well-deserved break. He's taking this week off. He sends his best. So we are now getting back to things to have that will cost you really, it's very inexpensive prep items to get you ready, to get you in the catbird seat, to make you the hero of the neighborhood, if I may put that out there, during your next weather-related outage. You never know where they're going to pop up. They are crazy making. They bring out the worst in your neighbors. They bring out kind of the craziness in, Victor would say the craziness in their wives. I'm not crazy during a power outage. I'm just enhanced in a power outage. All right, that's the way that works. So having all that you can on hand to minimize the owie of a power outage, that's what you want to do. And that's what we're doing today. So getting back to our list, waterproof matches we talked about, sanitation supplies. Yeah, definitely talked about that. Next up, lights and communication, okay? Darkened lighting, I'm here to tell you, would be my best look after a week or so with no makeup and not a lot of, you know, showering going on. I digress, but you get the point. Light and communication. Nothing separates us from the animals like a little bit of light, especially at night. And communication also. So here we go. Make sure to have a serious, well-maintained, in good shape, battery-operated radio, flashlight, clock, and or wind-up clock. Include extra batteries for that. And then always have an NOAA weather radio for constant updates on storms and weather conditions. So important. Next up, extra clothes, pillows, blankets stored in an emergency kit or a waterproof container. People have talked about this to me. They have just a huge container, like a 60-gallon container. I think it's about the right size. Whenever you go to your local home improvement center, your local stores, and you see these big, huge waterproof containers, that's what they're talking about. It never hurts, guys, to have one of those ready with, say, just a couple of sets of sweatpants and some fresh underwear and some fresh socks, maybe even another pair of shoes. Fill it up for the family. Sweatpants, sweat clothes are going to fit forever. Put it in there, but you're done for the year. So take the people in your family, count them up. You know their sizes. Get some sweat clothes. Put them in this container and you're done. Forget about it. Stick it in the closet. Doesn't matter if it floods out. You're going to be the one hauling them out there and you're going to be getting perfectly dry stuff out of it. Other people I know who are in, you know, people checking in from Florida, around the Gulf Coast, around the East Coast, people in the Texas areas are talking about how they were literally ready to weep with happiness when they had blankets and pillows stuffed in these airtight containers. You put them in a closet, you forget about it. And when everything on, say, the ground floor of your house, or if you're in some sort of a single level home, a rancher, and everything there is soaked, and you know you're staying put, you're not going to haul out of there, you're staying put, you're protecting your property, because the worst of it's over, you have returned to your house, and now it's time to clean up. And if you're in the path of one of these damn things, for God's sake, get to safety, all right? Your house can be replaced, you can't. But these people who are coming back to their homes, these ranchers, stuff that have been flooded out, their beds are trashed, they got to throw those out. Their closets full of clothes are trashed because they wisely picked up, walked out, ran out, drove away, and now they're coming back, everything's wet. There is nothing like, apparently, heading to your garage or your storage space, even if it had some water in it, and cracking open these huge bins that you packed with fresh, clean, dry sweat clothes, socks, shoes, and you're clean and dry and it's time to get to work. I love that idea. There's nothing like being prepared, guys. You deserve to be able to, you know, do all this cleanup work. And if for all of us who have not experienced a power outage this year yet, it's just a nice thing to think about having. I love this. These ideas are so good. Oh, entertainment ideas, word on this. Time to go old school, guys. Even if you can power up your grandkids' toys, your kids' toys, maybe your husband's toys, your wife's toys, the iPad, whatever else it is, it never hurts. It's awful nice to have a big, huge, waterproof bin container filled with some cards, some board games, Go Monopoly time, the toys, the drawing pads. Yeah, me likey. That's a good thing. Very good. All right, next up. Again, getting kind of serious on this. Looking into now those who have already had to endure these flood conditions, hurricane conditions, and there are tens of millions within our listening area who have had to deal with that already. For those of us who haven't, and for those of us who have come through these last hurricanes fine, you get the point, for everybody listening, look into flood insurance. If you don't already have flood insurance, if you're thinking you're sitting high and dry, there's no need for it, that's just silly, think about looking into it. The more high and dry you think you are, first of all, if you are in a flood path, you probably already have some flood damage insurance. If you don't, by all means, start picking up the phone and getting into it. For those who are sitting higher and drier, who think that they will never be in the path of anything that could flood out all their stuff, if you do get flood insurance, if you're in that demographic, it will cost next to nothing, okay? Wherever you are, if you're in a flood-prone area, if you are not in a flood-prone area, think long and hard about going to your local insurance company, the one where you currently do business, and picking up some flood insurance. Why the hell not? I can say hell. Why the heck not, just to be clean and cut about this? Think about having some flood insurance, all right? Check out your local current insurance coverage to determine if hurricanes and other natural disasters are covered under your policy. Boom. Next up, an evacuation and communication plan. Oh, yeah. You know what? This actually makes sense because who sent me this again? Megan. Megan sent me this, and she had a buddy of hers. Her husband was traveling. She was not, and they needed a communication plan. They got a hold of each other just fine. They had the cell phones, but it never hurts just to say, hey, if you can't get me at this number, call me at the other number. I'll leave messages there. If you can't text me, if lines are down, I can't get a hold of people, just have a way to get a hold of each other. Next up, plastic sheeting and tarps. After a hurricane, you are going to need 100% plastic sheeting or tarps to cover any holes or damage to your roof until it can be fixed. These are one of the first things to sell out after a hurricane. I get it now. Okay, have a couple sitting, standing by. You buy them when the skies are clear and blue, store them in your garage, store them in your basement, store them in your front hall closet, and just have them there. All right, you make sure they're in good condition. Heavy winds can easily damage them. And here's a good point. For those of you out there who sometimes have the rain hit, tornadoes hit, hurricanes hit, even earthquakes hit, for God's sake, having this taken care of and having these tarps standing by, because again, they sell out so fast, you will be in the catbird seat to cover up your roof when any follow-up rain comes through. The neighbors that don't have the tarps because they're already sold out, they may be fine after the initial storm comes through, but then suddenly, God forbid, they got a little hole in the roof. Their house is fine, but they got a little hole in the roof. They don't have a tarp to put over it. It starts to rain, and now suddenly they have damage when they didn't need to. I like that idea a lot. Very cool. These are great. I am surrounded by piles of paper. I'm going to get through a fraction of this. We may have to do one more of these. Okay. Supplies for securing your home. Oh, yeah. I think most of us already have these. Make sure to have a drill with a screwdriver bit, nails, hammers, roof and window repair tools, rope, leather gloves, shovel, head and foot bolts for doors. What the hell is that? Tony, what's a head and foot bolt for a door? Just a bolt? Oh, okay, so just a sliding bolt. Got it. And hurricane straps or clips to help hold the roof and walls up. Nah, lordy. Ooh, here's a good one. I did not even think about this. And as a female, I'm kind of embarrassed that I didn't because I don't know if my husband would think about this either. Insect repellent. If you're going to be in a house that you got to open up the doors, you got to open up the windows, you're going to be up and down the street checking out for your neighbors, making sure they're okay. Heaven forbid, the power's not up and running and you got the windows open, you got a little hole in the screen. Insect repellent. This is a product that may be overlooked, they're saying, when packing emergency supplies, but it's good to have, especially in a hurricane. Yeah, you want to know what happened, actually? I'm going to share this with Tony. In our neighborhood back home, when we had... hurricanes come through every year. There was one a couple years ago, knocked us out, Sandy. And it was just a mess. We had people around here, friends and neighbors and, listening to like WPG Atlantic City. They were just knocked on their backsides. It came bouncing back like Ali. But here's the problem.
bugs get everywhere, and you can't escape them because you're outside. You got the doors open. You got the windows open. Insect repellent? Heck yeah. And another thing I'm hearing, when there's flooding going on, if you have any underground bees' nests, hornets' nests, bug nests, the big bugs, the ugly big bugs that go underground, they are going to be coming up with the flood, and they're looking for somewhere to stay, and don't let them stay with you. Keep the insect repellent handy. I hadn't even thought about that. Ugh. Can you imagine? Like there's anything worse. Picture me, please, and pray for me. Picture me not having power. My beautiful kids don't have power, but they're troopers. They would deal just fine. My husband is made of steel. He'd be fine in, you know, power outage too. But we're not talking about them. We're talking about me. Imagine me with no power, very rare hot food, unless I remember the canisters, the propane for the grill. You know, we're having canned soup. I got no makeup on. I haven't washed my hair in a week. The house is trashed. I got probably scrapes and cuts all over the place, and suddenly attacked by bees. Oh my God. You just don't want to, no, this is too scary. It's too awful. Oh my gosh. All right, guys, I got more to do after the break here, but I want to hear from you too. What have been your go-to, thank God I've got this in my hand items when you've had to deal with power outages? Find me at brilliantfrugalliving.com. Send me any links that you want to. Send me any personal stories. Pictures are great. Chris loves the pictures. And hang out for one more minute. We'll be right back right after the break with more things that you want to have on hand, easy to get, easy to store, easy to pay for your next weather-related power outage. You all stay tuned. Cheap and small, and not too steep. Hey guys, Kristen Agopian here for MonogramAtHome.com. The economy's on the rise. You may be thinking about finally breaking away from a job you felt stuck in for years. Or you're raising a family and looking for an ideal work-from-home opportunity. Or a college student or retiree who wants to supplement your income. Monogram at Home is an exciting nationwide company now accepting new ambassadors for its luxurious, affordable line of personalized gift products. They make it easy to get started with online training, your own website, and support from other highly successful ambassadors. Perfect gifts for every event. Home decor, essentials for the kitchen and bar, jewelry, so much more. All of which can be beautifully monogrammed to keep or give as gifts for birthdays, weddings, graduations, holidays, anniversaries. Items in constant demand. And MonogramAtHome.com wants you as one of their ambassadors. Log on to MonogramAtHome.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
4607.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesion, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about the must-have items that you're going to want to have on hand for your next weather-related power outage. And this one jumped out at me. This is pretty interesting because I wouldn't have thought of this, and I consider myself pretty damn clever. That's sarcasm, of course. But one thing you want to have, a whistle. Whistle and flares. Now, I think, honest to God, I love my husband dearly. I think he'd get himself in trouble with some flares. We got to send up a flare! I can hear the words coming out of his mouth right now. No, we don't need flares. However, whistles sound kind of interesting. Here's why. During hurricanes, tornadoes, God forbid, anything in which you may be caught up, trapped, or just stuck, they are excellent tools, whistles are, to help you signal for help. Whistles are far more effective, 10 times more effective, if not more, than yelling or shouting, because they can signal for help well beyond the range of your voice and with a lot less effort. Also, the sounds of whistles are picked up much more easily by, say, any rescue dogs. If you think that a rescue dog might be part of your weather future, not trying to be sarcastic, but hey, it happens. Allows you to conserve energy, gets the word out about where you are. Whistles are one of the most commonly listed items to include in a hurricane emergency kit by hurricane survivors. So hurricane survivors come back from wherever they were. They're bouncing back. They're getting their life back to normal. When they're putting together their next hurricane survival kit, whistle's one of the first things to put in there. You know what? I'm going to listen to them. So there you go. Here we go. Next up, I got to get a few of these out. Again, the piles of fantasticness sent to me by listeners. I might have to do one more here. Let's see. I might have to do one more show on this because who knows? We've got Irma that we're dealing with this week. Who knows what's happening next week? Could be a good thing to do one more show on taking care of emergencies. Who sent me this? Jonathan Shucker? If I wrote this down correctly, listening in from Super Talk, Mississippi. Oh, God bless you guys. Talk about being stuck between a crappy weather sandwich between Texas and Florida. Lord have mercy, guys. Stay safe. Best foods to stockpile for an emergency. Jonathan, you rock. I love this. What to keep in your pantry? I'm going to keep this fast and keep it moving quickly to get this all out during this last segment. Peanut butter. Heck yeah. Make it happen. Unless, of course, if you've got some peanut butter allergies, keep it stocked in your house. If you have allergies, of course, don't. But if you don't have any peanut butter allergies, it is a fantastic source of energy. It's got healthy protein, healthy fats. It's good for you. And it sticks to your ribs, too. When my kids have a peanut butter sandwich, they're not hungry again for a while. And that's saying something. Okay? And unless the jar indicates otherwise, hello, you don't have to refrigerate it after opening. So for many, many reasons, it's all a good reason to have that in there. Next up, whole wheat crackers. Yeah, that's a good thing, too. It's a good replacement for bread, which can go bad, and makes a fine substitute when making sandwiches. It's more, you know, you pair that up with a peanut butter, you're in good shape. Due to their higher fat content, it can also, you know, it's just more satiating. It makes you feel full longer. It's a good thing. You got to love that. And it says here, the extra fiber in crackers pays off when you're particularly hungry. I don't lean towards the food. When I'm starving and I just came through a hurricane, I'm not saying, well, let's lean toward those extra fiber foods. I mean, you're lucky to hear me speaking coherent English when I'm hungry in a power outage. It's not my best look. So for those thinking along the lines, hey, let's lean towards those extra fiber items, my hat's off to you, man. You've got your head on, you know, straighter than I would in these situations. It says here, consider vacuum packing your crackers to prolong their freshness. You guys rock. Oh my God. Very cool. Next up, nuts and trail mixes. Yeah, this is also good. I see everything through the lens of what will my kids eat? Or, you know, people are talking, maybe they have neighborhood kids they know they'd be taken care of a bit, grandkids they might be taken care of. And nuts and trail mixes, that falls under the category of it's pretty good for you and my kids will eat it. So that's good. It's healthy. It's convenient for snacking. It has a nice long shelf life. Definitely get some of that going on here. Cereal. Oh, my dear God. My cereal cabinet above my oven could pretty much sustain an entire neighborhood for about a year and a half if we ever ran out of power. If there's some sort of Walking Dead scenario in which only people could live on cereal, we would actually gain weight in my neighborhood thanks to the cereal inventory above my oven right now. That's just a flat out fact. I am locked and loaded when it comes to cereal usage here. Says here, choose multi-grain cereals that are individually packaged so they don't become stale after opening. Well, you know what? That's all fine and good. But you can screw that theory because my cereals, I have got about 75 different boxes of cereal open above my oven in various stages of having, maybe it's a tenth full, maybe it's 9/10 full, and they're just up there. And whether they're stale, whether they're not stale, they get torn into like my children haven't eaten in days when they'll grab, oh, you know, handfuls. No matter what they are, if you have cereal, you're in good shape. Don't worry about vacuum packing it or making sure it's whatever, blah, blah, blah. If it's above your oven, chances are excellent. It's going to withstand any kind of flooding. And if you do run out, just know that if you have a neighbor like myself, trust me, they got you. They got you taken care of. What else here? Granola bars, power bars. Yeah, that's all good. It kind of falls into the whole, you know, nuts and trail mixes thing. Canned tuna, salmon, chicken, or turkey. Yeah, definitely. Now, canned tuna, I'm kind of a spoiled brat because I like to have that with mayo. Don't eat your mayo if it's been in your refrigerator that has shut down due to a hurricane. Just eat the canned tuna. You're going to rough it now. No mayo, just tuna. Salmon, chicken. I've never eaten canned chicken. Have you ever had canned chicken? Tony's giving me the face. No, he hasn't had it either. But it's out there, and apparently it's pretty edible, or it wouldn't still be out there. So stock up on some of that. Put that into another waterproof container. A couple of big old cans of tuna, turkey, salmon, you know, cans of that stuff, good stuff. Canned vegetables such as green beans, carrots, peas. Yeah, you know what? Just speaking as a mom, I can tell you flat out, it's enough of a holy terror trying to get my kids to eat green beans, carrots, and peas when they're nice and heated up with a little butter and some salt and a nice plate in a lit kitchen. Warm. I can just see myself trying to feed them canned, you know, green beans, carrots, and peas when they're fresh out of the can, ice cold. That's not going to happen. So I got to tell you flat out, honestly, you won't find a lot of canned vegetables in our Survive or the Next Hurricane kit. Just not going to happen. Canned soups and chili. Yeah, that's not too bad either. There are people who have reported when they have these canned soups and chilies, they simply take the cans, they open them up, you take off the wrapper, and you heat up the soups and the chilies right on your propane, you know, powered grill, and that you have nice hot soup going for you. That I can dig. My kids would eat that too, so it's all good. Mentions here, have another bottled water. Heck yeah, have as much water as you feel you can comfortably hold in your house. Knock yourself out. Sports drinks such as Gatorade and Powerade. I'll probably lean more towards the water. I'm just not going to, you know, some people swear by that stuff and they love it. I'm just going to go lazy and do the bottled water. Powdered milk. All right. Again, see my earlier notes on canned vegetables. I can kind of think that the energy that I'm going to expend during a power outage, getting my house cleaned up, getting things back in order, I don't really feel like expending additional energy that I don't have on trying to get my kids to drink powdered milk. I know my children. They would do anything for me. They're wonderful, loving kids. But it would take an act of God, like reaching down from the cloud saying, drink the powdered milk. I mean, other than that, I can't see them drinking powdered milk on my watch during a hurricane. I'm not going to put any energy towards that. sugar, salt, and pepper. Hey, you know what? That's true. If you have access to propane or a charcoal stove, do some cooking, have some sugar, salt, and pepper. What? Time has flown. We're out of here, guys. I love all the stuff you're sending. Send me your fantastic ideas on getting through these weather power outages. We are in this together. All of our thoughts, hugs, hearts, prayers going to those in our latest storm's paths. Hang in there. We are all thinking of you. We're crazy about you. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.